Hello and welcome to episode 9 of Tibble Nibbles. We went to Bird on a special deal. It was crazy good value. I think it was a timeout offer or something like that that a friend of mine had bought a load of tokens for. I think he bought 6. He used one himself because he couldn't resist. So 5 of us took advantage of his generosity and went to Bird to have a chicken burger and fries for £6, which was just obscene. It was really, really good. You have an option of 3 chicken burgers. You can have the classic, which is thigh, house mayo and pickles, the buffalo blue, which is thigh, buffalo sauce and blue cheese slaw, or the Nashville hot, which is thigh, Nashville hot sauce, American cheese, buttermilk, ranch, lettuce and pickles. Now, I was a little bit worried because Nashville hot, it sounded amazing. I love cheese on fried chicken. Ranch is always really good. Lettuce and pickles, it was just a great combination. But I was a little bit worried that Nashville hot would be a little bit too hot for me, because they did tell me that it was hotter than their buffalo, and buffalo sauce tends to vary with me. I find some of them are a little bit too hot. So Randy's wings, for example, I can manage the buffalo wings on the buffalo, their buffalo, for sort of 6 wings before it overpowers me. But I keep ordering their chips with the buffalo sauce on the top, and I keep forgetting that it's just too much for me to have the buffalo wings and the buffalo chips at the same time. So what I did ask, and they will do this for you, which I thought was really kind, was they bought me out like a little pot of the Nashville hot sauce so that I could try it and see whether it was too hot. And I had a little bit, and whilst it had a little burn and it was fairly warm, it certainly wasn't too hot. So we had that. Given that we had that great deal, we also had some hot wings between us. So we had 3 buffalo wings each. I also ordered, you could get chips or coleslaw with your choice. So I got the French fries. I meant to order the chicken fat gravy, which I've had before and is so good, but I completely forgot. But I did get them to do me some coleslaw as well, which I thought was really, really good. I was very impressed with it. The other thing we did have was I shared with a friend of mine the smoky chili beans, which also are highly recommended. Sometimes I find the beans can be a little bit weird. I had a friend of mine who was American, and her mum used to make the most amazing barbecue beans in a super, super thick sauce. So if you can imagine regular baked beans, but the tomato sauce is almost like that it comes with is almost like ketchup. So many places I've been caught out. I've had the barbecue beans, and they've come out sort of all watery and a bit weird. The sauce is, you know, just almost like a gruel or a gravy, a thin gravy. Whereas this, when it arrived, was super good. So it's beans, bacon, sage, and mustard. Absolutely delicious. It really, really blew me away with how good it was. The other thing I also shared was the deep fried pickles. These were definitely less good. I thought they used pickle spears rather than pickle slices, which is how I normally see it, which I think would probably work. I think the challenge that they had was the batter that went over the pickles was just way too thick. So normally you just want almost like a little, you don't want it covered the whole thing or a very, very light covering. I found the batter very much overwhelmed everything else on the thing. I did have the Nashville hot chicken burger, which was thigh, Nashville hot sauce, American cheese, buttermilk ranch, dressing, lettuce and pickles. And it was really, really, really good. I loved it. I am a big fan of chicken burgers, even though I do normally revert to beef when there's an option. This is probably the second best one that I've had, only beaten really by Chicken Sours, which I'm a huge fan of. Their K-pop burger is just ridiculously enormous. This was obviously smaller. It cost quite a lot less. We got it for £6. But very impressed with that. And I managed to polish it all off. And eat the chips and not feel, you know, too uncomfortably full, even though we had all of the sides in the world. So really impressed with that. I did have enough room for dessert, as a few other people did. So I wound up having the cinnamon waffle with ice cream. Again, heartily recommend that. That looked and tasted, you know, so, so fantastic. I recommend that. Give that a go. The other thing we had was they'd actually run out of the donut sundae. Sadly, they cook off so many donuts during the day, and when it's gone, it's gone. But they also did donut holes with caramel sauce. But they got a very good write up, and was really good. They left one, so I split it in half and had it with somebody else. They were really good. I was very impressed with the donut holes. And yeah, so for £6, I thought it was really spectacular. I think from what my friend said, the tokens have sold out now, which isn't surprising given the great deal. But if you happen to see them again, I'm pretty sure it's a timeout deal. You can't go wrong with it, to be honest. I mean, Bird is really good value anyway. If you do go, try the chicken and waffles. I think that's really excellent. You honestly can't go wrong with pretty much anything. The chicken wings are really good. Everything is good there. You know, for a cheap eat, there's one just around the corner from me in Camden Town, and I go there actually probably less than I want to, because otherwise I, you know, would just eat fried chicken every day, and even at the low prices that Bird have, it would be a little bit too much. But I really like it, so it's in my top three in terms of favourite places to eat chicken. So there's really Bird. There's Randy's Wing Bar up in Hackney. It's a little bit of a schlep to go up there, but I think that's worth a trip. But my favourite place, I think, is Chicken Sours. If there are other chicken places that you think that I should try, I'll let you know whether I've tried them already if you tell me which ones you like. And if I haven't been, I'm always on the lookout for good chicken wings and a good chicken burger. So please let me know. And you can let me know on my email, which is tibblenibbles@gmail.com, which is tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or on Twitter at tibblenibbles. So that's at tibblenibbles. So we're almost up to date now with all the offers. I think there's a couple more to come, so keep your ears peeled for episode number 10.